As farm fields and riverside neighborhoods filled up with water, residents braced for what they predicted would be a nightmare flooding over the next 2 days, and city officials urged people in about 2,800 homes along the Cape Fear River to evacuate. The river, swollen with fallen trees, had already risen to 38 feet by Sunday and was expected to crest at 62 feet or more, enough to send its waters sweeping through downtown Fayetteville and over its bridges. The river crested at 58 feet during Hurricane Matthew 2 years ago. As monsoon-like rains poured on the city all afternoon, people said that they worried that this would be far worse. "It's imminent danger," said Gina Hawkins, the city's police chief. From the second-floor balcony of the Red Roof Inn, Lisa Fenn could almost see the treetops of the rapidly disappearing neighborhood where she had lived for the past 4 years in an old farmhouse. Miss Fenn, a tattoo artist, had so recently repaired the flood damage from Hurricane Matthew that she still had drywall boards lying on her floor when her family was forced to flee Florence's rising waters. It was too dangerous on Sunday afternoon to go back to check on her house, but she imagined their land filling up like a saucer. She has no flood insurance. "It's not going to be worth fixing," she said. "I'm going to have to walk away." In nearby Hope Mills, North Carolina, water began rushing over the top of a dam early Sunday, prompting fears, once again, of a breach. Dams in the same location have failed twice in the last 2 decades, in 2003 and again in 2010. The latest dam is less than 2 years old. Jackie Warner, the mayor of Hope Mills, said she had spoken with engineers who expected the dam to hold this time. Still, the water kept coming. "Higher," she said, "than anyone had thought." "We don't have any control over this amount of water," Mayor Warner said. "Between 300 and 500 people live below the dam," she said, "but most had already been evacuated." As residents fled, flooding towns and line workers tried to restore power in wide areas of North Carolina. The utility company, Duke Energy, said it was coping with a coal ash spill, apparently caused by the storm's rains, at a facility in Wilmington. The company said the spill displaced 2,000 cubic yards of the hazardous material, or enough to fill about two-thirds of an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Wilmington, on the coast, was effectively cut off, with access roads flooded, and the authorities asking people who had evacuated not to return yet. A public water utility in the area warned that it was in critical need of fuel. "If we do not get the needed fuel within the next 48 hours, we will not be able to continue water service for public health and safety, such as fire suppression and other life-sustaining activities," the water utility said. "Also, our customers will be without drinking water."